Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
The voice is back.
Red ships of Spain. Will our love ever be the same?
Robert Goulet is Captain Ferdinand Pancho in Red Ships of Spain.
Hoist the mainsail and scuttle the jib. We won't come home for a fortnight. For reasons undetermined.
Yes, the majesty of Robert Goulet, the man Time magazine once mentioned. But that's not all, because, for the first time ever, Sir Robert Goulet is joined by his brother Wes Goulet as first mate Sebastian El Corazon.
Ahoy, matey!
Ahoy!
Robert and Wes Goulet on stage together at last. It doesn't get any better than this. Or does it? Because, for the next 2 weeks, older brother Ken Goulet will join his brothers as Tiagra, the pirate and spice trader.
Red ships of Spain! Red ships of Spain!
Sandra Pelton of the San Francisco Chronicle writes, I don't think that this legally qualifies as theater. Gil Jacobs of the New York Times says, an absolutely horrible show. It was opening night, and two of the Goulet brothers were already using understudies. Diane Carbonell, Cincinnati Dispatch, writes, it's the most upsetting experience I've ever had in a theater. The only time the audience applauded was when I whipped a battery at the actors.
And then we'll return to Majorca!
With plenty of laughs for the entire family.
Where is my hat?
Is this the hat you were looking for?
Oh, pirate!
And plenty of adventure.
Oh, there's trouble a-brewin'.
Adventure is stewin'.
This line has yet to be written.
Hoist the mainsails and lash down the jib. Puncture the bulwarks and scuttle the crow's nest.
Check the compass and oil the main engine.
Pay the dock fee and the weather radio.
Before we get to the airplane.
And of course, a little bit of romance with Robert Goulet's daughter Sheila Goulet as the sexy Princess Consuela.
Oh, Captain, I hunger for your loins like the heart of an old Spanish castle.
My dear love, I'm right here for you. I battle pirates and I'm here to feel your gentle kisses in my chest hairs.
Moves to kiss him as he fins her off.
Wait, wait! I've had enough of gold and trinkets and jugs of wine.
What, Sergeant? You've gone crazy.
It's Captain, Cam! And maybe you would know that if you'd memorize your lines instead of drinking straight Kahula in the theater bathroom. You're drunk!
Easy, Robert. He never had the gifts you had.
Damn you, Robert. I should never have saved you from drowning all those years ago.
You're a loser, Ken. That's why I... That's it!
That was long overdue.
Shit, show's over!
Bobby!
Yes, it's Red Ships of Spain. Book and score by an author who, due to an ongoing legal battle with Goulet Enterprises, will not be named in this advertisement. Yes, Red Ships of Spain, the hot new musical at the Nederlander Theater. Tony Dungy from the Houston Dispatch writes, I really don't think it occurred to Mr. Goulet that he was playing a romantic scene opposite his daughter. James Gund of American Theater Magazine writes, true story. I fell asleep during the production, and when I woke up, was so convinced that I was still dreaming, I got up on stage and walked around. The odd thing is that the show was such an ugly mess that no one seemed to notice or care. So go see it! Red Ships of Spain. Tickets start at $90, so see it today!
Okay, so...
It's no letter, Kenny, but it works.
That may have been the most disastrous. If you thought the cold open was a disaster,
Wait till you hear the rest of the show. It's... Oh, guys, welcome, welcome. It's Saturday, and you know
no,
what
it's not. It's not.
It's not. It's not Saturday.
My bad. My bad. It's Friday, and you know what happens every time Friday here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Hunter, what time is it?
It's horse time.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, although if the show is anything like the pre-show, this will be the only time you hear me. with me, of course, we had Double H here.
Hey, hey, Red Ships of Spain.
We got Cody Sandusky.
I don't think this legally qualifies as a podcast.
It absolutely does not. And Hunter, we have a special guest tonight. Why don't you go ahead and do the introductions?
Yes, we do. I have name-dropped this gentleman and scholar a great many times, especially specifically in GameStop stories of yore. His name is Matt Sism, and he is our Robert Goulet tonight.
Thank you. I just want to comment that I really don't think it occurred to Mr. Goulet that he was playing a romantic scene opposite his daughter. That's just my observation.
We debated on doing the Robert Goulet skit where he sings Papa, Big Papa.
No. It's Coconut Banger's Ball. It's a rap.
Well, Cody, you wouldn't hire a clown to fix your John, would you?
Well, that's why he did the music world a freaking service and cut this compact disc.
Cody, for some reason, Cody.
I love nature.
Cody has problems with saying the N-word, and we were absolutely going to have.
Damn luck.
Well, I mean, I think most of us probably have problems saying the N-word.
Speak for yourself, pal.
Cody, you don't even blink, do you?
You, me, staring contest, go.
You win. You always do.
So I want to apologize for most of the singing you heard at the start of the show.
Nah, it was great.
Wait. You forgot somebody. We got somebody else here. He didn't make it.
Yeah, so also on the show tonight, but not quite here yet, Tanner Calvert is somewhere listening, but his microphone isn't working.
No, he's here.
Is he? Well, Tanner, can you hear me?
The chat says he's here.
I'll be ready for the... Oh,
Tanner, can you hear
also
us?
Also here with us tonight, Tanner Calvert. Also here
who,
with
by
us
all accounts,
on the show.
By all accounts, I have not met yet.
Tanner Calvert.
And is a real person who exists.
Ooh. Can y'all hear me?
There's Tanner. No, can you hear us?
There we go.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. Well, do yourself a friggin' favor and just go home.
Okay.
No, Tanner, stay. No, he left.
Tanner, no!
There he is. There he is.
He's back.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. So we're gonna do a podcast here probably, and
you say so.
Tanner, you had an interesting story that you wanted to tell.
I am not sharing that story on the show.
I will.
Well,
do
there
it.
Goes 20 minutes of the what? Show. Shannon. Next topic. What?
I'll do it for you, Tanner.
It's just the McLaughlin group all over again.
Okay. All right. So. Are we really telling the story on the show?
Why wouldn't
Look,
we?
Look, man, let me put it
I
this way.
Are we?
I didn't illegally download a copy of that new Mulan action live action movie to get my kids to watch it while I'm recording this podcast so that you wouldn't tell the story.
He spent $30 on that, probably.
I mean, yeah.
No, that's legitimate.
Yes.
Now, do you get to own that, or is it just rented?
No, that's on Bible.
Why? I
heard it's on Holy Bible.
I need closure. Do you get to keep that movie, or is that just a rental?
I don't feel like I'm going to do the plead the fifth thing here and on advice of counsel. I don't feel like I need to answer that question.
I'm asking you if you get would to keep please, a fucking film, not if you murdered somebody.
Would you please do me a favor and look, hold up a sheet of paper that just says FIF on it?
Yeah, look, VPNs were involved in the process.
Oh,
I don't want to get into a whole new internet security discussion with you here.
Okay.
But let's just say it was a private download.
So it's illegal.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
First, sponsor of the show, NordVPN.
Nord, yeah. That's the one
They're
I use.
They're sponsoring this funeral right now.
Wait, hold on. The funeral hasn't happened yet. We're still dying. You gotta.
I mean,
you got
this because
I think. Hey, I heard somebody's got a story, right? Yeah.
Well, let's tell the story and put the final fucking nail in this coffin.
Oh no! Yes.
So. You,
yeah. Go ahead.
We're not gonna say any names, except maybe.
I have a friend. who's
we
not.
We keep referring to we. Are you telling the story, or are we like making this up as
no,
we go?
No, no, no. This is a, this is a true story.
Is this
story.
The universal we, as in like the sort of collective conscious we, or
it's the Nintendo we? Tanner and I have a Tanner and I have a friend. All right, Tanner. Ooh, and okay. And this
his
friend
name is Jeff.
And his no. name is no. I'm not going to do that joke. Tanner, just tell the fucking story.
Say, he's in prison. Anyway, yeah. So.
He is.
I know. I checked the website. Isjeffinjail.com.
I tell you, I update. I mean, they update that regularly. Anyway, so this mutual friend posted a picture with a friend of hers. They were out eating Taco Bell in Jackson, and I noticed she looked kind of familiar. We'll say, and. Cody can attest to the picture we posted earlier. He knows the name of that person as well.
Okay, so just for the record here, when
don't you fucking throw me under the bus right now, Shannon Young? I
no,
swear to God,
no, no. When Tanner said that, when Tanner,
my counsel is listening to this podcast right now. Don't throw me in.
When Tanner said we're not going to name any names on here, I assumed that meant he was trying to protect the fact that he knew who this person was.
No, I'm talking about the person, our mutual friend. We don't want to put her business out there.
Let's ease up on mutual friend in that sense.
you know what I mean.
Go ahead.
That's the crux of the problem here.
Listen, let me translate this for you, Tanner. Shannon's trying to distance himself from this story altogether.
Oh no, this story makes so me look. Like, this story makes me look great. Go ahead, Tanner.
Yeah, he looks like a pimp in this story, man.
Great and pimp. Don't sure. Why not? Fuck it. Not sure.
So anyway, I recognize the girl looks like she could be the doppelganger of, we'll call, an adult actress. So I'm like, this is kind of creepy. Like she looks exactly like this girl. So I do like a collage where I put the picture up beside a picture of the actual adult actress, and I'm like, this is fucking creepy. So I sent it to Shane. I'm like, do these two match up? Do like he goes, absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely the same person.
Oh, hold on. No. No.
Wait,
no.
Wait.
Okay, you said they looked similar. They had the exact same freckles.
Yeah, I said, sure. They have the same freckles.
Now, Shannon, look, I'm not trying to, like, hijack your podcast because I'm a new guest to the show.
Wrong!
All I heard was Jackson Taco Bell, which is the town I live in and the Taco Bell I frequent, and adult film actress. So I'm really curious. This took place in the Jackson Taco Bell?
I'm kind of curious yes, about apparently. This, too.
Because, if so, I'm really interested right now.
So, the picture on the right is said film star. I'm sorry, picture on the left is said film star. Picture on the right is...
The picture on the right kind of looks like Bad Bobby with a Snapchat filter.
Oh, no!
It kind of looks like the
don't
same...
Don't you put that on her?
It looks like the same actress, but after she OD'd and they're
what
at her funeral.
That's oh, that's crazy, dog paw.
They have the same Adam's apple. It's crazy.
Go on with the story, Tanner.
Anyway, so I messaged Hunter because he, or not Hunter, Jesus Christ, I'm looking
you,
at
you did not.
Did not
message
you
Hunter.
Absolutely did not. Hunter also
you,
wanted to just
you don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Sorry, I got distracted by Hunter.
You almost get, you don't realize
dog.
How close you don't realize how close you get. Almost got Hunter killed, dude, right there in that 5 seconds.
That was me right there.
Anyway, I messaged Shannon saying, hey, this person looks similar. He says, yeah, you know, they have the same smile, the same freckles. So he goes and messages the acquaintance. What? Look, I'll delete the picture. Damn.
Oh, that's
Shannon,
a,
now you
that's
can
a duck.
The story.
That had nothing to do with it. You know I do this on Friday.
So, yeah, this is shitpost.
So,
this is just what I do.
So I want to throw in that Tanner mentions... That he's like, dude, that looks just like Remy LaCroix. And I say, who the fuck is Remy LaCroix? I've never heard that name before. That is not a person
bitch.
I know. And he said,
you didn't have your fucking porn star Rolodex active at the time?
I know exactly like
well,
three
okay,
porn
so
stars.
Here's how I know who she is. Because
oh, Tanner, don't. Just let it go. Just say you know
it. Legitimately.
We don't have to get into the real root of the details here. We can move on past that.
Are you sure? Because I feel like we're sowing the weeds at this point.
Legitimately, she has a TikTok that's actually very funny and very, yeah, very family friendly.
You know,
does it have in the bio? Does it link to an OnlyFans account and or an All Links account that then links to not only OnlyFans but other avenues of?
Tanner, would you say that you subscribe to the TikTok just for the articles?
I think it would be less embarrassing if you knew we're from porn.
I personally use TikTok to keep up with updates from the CDC regarding coronavirus regulations and such, but I don't know how you guys use it.
I don't. Okay, I must say, I do not as well.
Okay, Shannon, I'm done talking. You can continue the story.
I'm sorry.
So the point of the story is, and I'm just a better storyteller in general, that's kind of my job. The point of the story is that I message this girl and I say, hey, this person that you're sitting with, is this actress? And she replies with an OMG, and I'm like, so is that a yes? And she pretty much confirms to me that she says, are you talking about Ash? So I message Tanner back and I say, so the girl's name is Ash apparently. Which excites Tanner, because apparently this porn star's real name is Ashley. So I get confirmation that apparently this is the same person.
Oh, wow.
And don't know why. I don't know
what
why.
What is going... Okay, you're lost now when this, somewhere along the way.
Now, wait. Now I'm following. When this confirmation occurred, Tanner, how did you feel?
Oh, he I'm went curious. Insane.
I want to hear it from him, man.
That's a bit excessive.
You've never even met him.
That's what everybody says, but I feel like Tanner and I have met. I feel a real connection with him right now.
Tanner, you were
spiritual. How did you respond when you found out that this was an actual thing?
Oh my God, that's cool, huh?
Yeah, he was pretty excited about it, and
hell yeah.
I'm trying to get Tanner a picture. That sounds wrong. I'm trying to get Tanner.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Take two.
I'm trying to see if I can get him a picture of her holding up like a sign that says, hey, Tanner. That's what I'm trying to do for him. Because I think that would mean a lot to him. But who knows? She's apparently on a plane back to wherever the fuck she lives, which I'm assuming is nowhere near here. Because why would anyone choose to be here? And that's...
Why was randomly this a porn star in Jackson, Missouri?
That's, you know, I gotta say, that's the most compelling part of this to me. This is happening down the street from my fucking house, right, like, I had no idea this was going on. I was probably over here playing, like, Batman on Nintendo or something, and you got a porn star up in Taco Bell. You got her right there.
I mean, again, I feel like the confluence of all these words together still says that you were making the better decision playing Batman on Nintendo.
Hey, you know, we've had plenty of big stars come through here. Morgan Freeman was here a couple years ago. Johnny Knoxville. Ben Affleck.
I actually saw Morgan Freeman on Southeast Campus one time. Out the window from the room I was teaching, I saw him walking through CMOS campus, and I was like, hey, that's Morgan Freeman. But there's nothing you could do.
And then
I'm three floors up in a building. I can't go meet him.
And then he yelled out, hey, Morgan Freeman. Turned out it was just a black guy.
And I felt really horrible for like 6 months.
So Matt, I don't know if you remember, but I once thought I had mono for an entire year, and it turned out I was just really bored.
I was just really bored, yeah. I heard that one time, yeah.
So Matt did what he would do if anyone thought they saw Morgan Freeman walking outside his building. He shot him 7 times in the back.
Oh, God.
Pivot.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. No,
I'm just, you know, I mean, you're not wrong.
I know. I'm generally not.
I said what a great what I said.
Well, thanks for inviting me on the podcast, guys. This is great.
So, point is, I'm gonna try to hook up with a porn star now, I guess. No, I'm kidding.
Glad that's your takeaway from this. Story.
I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, you know, Maria listens to this, right?
let's get into the weeds here a little bit more. Okay, let me throw this out here real quick. I philosophically, I have to know.
Well, before you throw anything
you
out,
the story was over.
I want to clarify, since Hunter brought it up, that I'm not actually going to hook up with a porn star. Because even if there was no other woman in my life,
look, don't paint yourself into a corner on this one, Shannon.
Long list of type of women that I wouldn't date. Porn star is at the top, not because I disagree with what they do morally, but because I know if they ranked the people they had sex with, if she slept with 600 people professionally and personally, I rank 600. And I can't do that. I can't be
the worst. That's not how that works. It's not a transferable property. It's not like just because she slept with 600 people, now you haven't suddenly only slept with 3.
No.
37? Like in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of videos she does, but let me just... I wanted to get to a more philosophical edge here, if we might.
Oh, then you've picked the wrong show.
I know I have, obviously, but... So I was worried about, like, profanity before I came on here. I didn't know how you guys controlled it. And I listened to a podcast, and I heard Shannon literally say sister fucker, so I figured I was okay.
Yeah.
Were we talking about Billy?
But the traditional... Let's all think of back when we were younger and we first discovered porn. For me, that was at the age of, like, 8, right? Is that about
it? Are you asking us?
I would just want to take a second to pause. This is Matt's first appearance on the show.
I feel right at home. Eight years old, somewhere in the ballpark, right? Eight to what, 10? We all found out about porn pretty early, right?
Again, he's asking us how old he was. I don't know this fucking story. So.
Okay, well, the point being is the definition of porn star has, I think the net on that has widened a little bit. Because now we have this person that's in the Jackson Taco Bell, and we're now referring to her as a porn star. Back when porn stars were, like, limited in sort of quantity in terms of, like, the sort of production was only on, like, VHS tapes and stuff like that, there weren't as many. But now so many people do this, right? Like, am I the only one that...
I'd just like y'all to pop over to the Discord and take a look at the new yard decoration I just got.
I just figured I'd throw that out there. So, like, is she really a star, though? Because, like, I haven't heard of her.
Well, I don't. I don't know many porn stars, to be fair.
Let's check her. Let's
well, I'm just asking.
Radio.
What? I guess the question I'm throwing out there is, what is a porn star?
I'm so in the
2020?
Weeds with David Pumpkins. Well, thought I'm having here.
Well, hold on. Just so you know, I looked her up on IMDb. She's been in 143 adult films, including
that's sort of low.
Brawless is better. Black.
Oh no.
Black
names.
I'm sorry. Black owned 8.
Stop.
Interracial superstar. One of my personal. I think this one was nominated. Big Anal Asses 4. Big wet butts. I'm not done.
Wait, no, anal asses. That's really redundant. Fucking redundant. You know,
tricked
anal
by
asses. We really have to say it twice. Like, come on, that's redundant.
More to the point, this is just sounding like a bit lazy. At the open of Dodgeball that he's got Mona Lisa smile also out and overdue from Blockbuster.
Cody, do you remember that movie Tricked by a Lesbian?
No, but you know what I do remember, and that's our sponsor tonight, Raid Shadow Legends.
NordVPN.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, I just really like the game. I hear you can get a champion and a bunch of gold and other stuff. It's fantastic. It looks just like a console game on your phone.
Oh, shit.
When you say it's more secure if you run the game while using NordVPN?
I
would certainly think so.
Mr. Anal and screaming assgasms.
Okay, cool. Okay, so going back to Matt's point.
Wait, she was also in a movie.
No, the blanket term is, I think, sex worker now.
She was in a movie called
Shannon,
Harvest
Moon. Shannon,
we've got to
stop.
Shannon, can you tell us a little bit about the latest releases from Chuck Tingle?
This bothers me that she was in a movie called Harvest Moon. Because now I feel like I need to go post a link to the trailer on Gaming Ground site and say, hey, the new Harvest Moon's coming out.
You sure? Wait. No, I'm reading that again. It's not Harvest Moon. It's Harvest Muff.
Oh, it's Harvest Poon. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Hey, good news. I have found the new book from Chuck Tingle there, Hunter.
Oh, that's not good news at all.
I didn't want to know this.
Brexit pounds my butt, then thankfully decides not to exit it. By two-time Hugo Award finalist Chuck Tingle.
I feel like we now need to enter into a post-mortem about Tanner's story that got derailed completely.
This is me throughout this entire
episode. Right? No, that's the image for the podcast tonight, Hunter. That's you and me for most of this conversation.
To
be fair.
Oh, hang on. Cody, here's you.
Yeah, there you go.
I think back on the classic episodes where after I filmed it, I needed to take a shower. And, really, it's that point where you upload the episode and then your hand hovers over the submit button. And you really question it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, Shannon, let's tell the story on the fucking show.
Are you embarrassed by the story?
No.
Well, that's what this podcast is to tell stories.
And now all I can think of is Hunter doing the bit on Tuesday's episode like Bruce Willis. Come on the podcast, they said. We'd have some laughs.
Come out to the coast. We'll have some laughs.
Yeah, it's... You know, have you guys ever done a deep, I'm sure you have, done a deep dive into, like, your worst GameStop stories from back in the day?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, these guys have two or three episodes.
I'm not, no, tell I'm, yours we're not going to, no, we're not going to go into it. I was just wondering if you ever have done that, because we really missed the YouTube gold mine that is, like, people talking about how bad GameStop was, you know? But yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the sort of smaller sort of population where I thought my experience at GameStop was vastly entertaining.
You okay? Here's the thing. You also got out of your own volition.
That's
and
true.
Reasonably yeah. early enough before it really just went completely downhill.
And I'm not going to go into like a GameStop sort of addendum here. You know, if you guys have talked about this before, but a lesser known part of my GameStop history. Maybe you guys don't even know this. Is that when I went to Texas, I low-key worked at a GameStop in Texas for about 6 months.
I did not know that.
I know you didn't, and that's why I'm bringing it up now, conveniently, to change topics there. Did you know, Hunter, then obviously you didn't, that I had one of my most obscene experiences while working at this Texas GameStop?
Oh, of course. Of course! Just tell the story.
Shannon, do you want to hear it?
I'm always up for stories.
All right, so I'm working. It's about Christmas time. I got hired for holiday help. And there are several funny side stories we could tell. There are stories about how the manager was totally confused about what was going on and how the district manager's office was in our fucking store and how it was like 20 miles away from Grapevine, Texas, which is like the fucking headquarters of the mothership that is GameStop, and about how there's always this weird shit going on around here as far as pressure. And there are hundreds of stories about how, like, you know, the fucking credit card machines broke down on Black Friday, and I had to teach the manager how to use the imprint machine. And when he asked me how I knew how to do that, I was like, I worked at a store where we only had dial-up. Stuff like that. Those aren't the stories I want to tell here today. I want to tell you the story about the time a lady let her kid piss in the middle of my store.
Oh, what? So, wait, hold on. A what kid?
I'm sorry. What?
What kind of kid did you say?
Oh, a kid. A lady let her kid piss in the middle of my store.
A lady let
knowingly.
Her kid.
Yes. So I was working one night and I had just come back from picking up my order of cheese sticks from a restaurant conveniently named Cheddar's, which was across the fucking parking lot from where I work. And I came in, I was settling in, I was working the register. It was like, you know, you remember this, Shannon and Hunter. It was like the middle of November. So it was like heightened Christmas season.
The best time.
Everybody's coming in. And this store specifically was a strip store, as you know them, by a Walmart. In Tyler, Texas, which is crazy.
How many hours did you guys have at the time? Did you have other people working, or was it just you?
Oh, you know, I actually, as a part-time worker, got a lot of hours. Mm. So I was working 10 to 15 a week. And this lady comes in with her kids. And as soon as she walks in, this one kid's tugging at her shirt. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. There are several establishments within the strip I worked in that had bathrooms. Dollar Tree had bathrooms. Several other had bathrooms. Walmart had bathrooms, which you could walk across the fucking parking lot and be at Walmart and use the bathrooms there. And the lady kept asking us, do you guys have bathrooms? And we said, no, but there are bathrooms in these various locations. And she's like, well, I don't have time for that. Now, I thought about this later on as a parent. I was like, what if I just thought to myself, you know, when it came to basic parental sort of, you know, operations, like, I just don't really have time for this. Like, my kids are like, hey, I'm hungry, you know, it's lunchtime, can you make us something to eat? And I'm like, you know, I just really don't fucking have time right now.
I've got a lot going on at the moment.
So she had this other kid running around the store that was looking for a game. And she kept saying to this kid, you better hurry up and find a game because your sister has to pee. And he's frantically looking for a game. He's like five. And this kid's like, all of a sudden, all the pressure's put on him to find a fucking game before his sister pees. And so he's asking, like, what about this game? His mom's like, no, you already tried games like that. You don't like it. And meanwhile, the little girl's pulling on the mom's sleeve, like, I'm going to pee. I'm going to pee. I'm going to pee. I'm going to pee my pants. And the mom kept looking at us and said, asking, do you have bathrooms here? And we're like, no, we've already established this. We don't. But if you walk 2 meters that direction, you can get to a bathroom. And then the kid just starts screaming. And standing next to, I'll never forget, this is when Wii Music, remember Wii Music?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, looking back on it metaphorically, I think this is appropriate. She pissed on the floor and saturated the boxes for the display we had for Wii Music. I'm talking piss-soaked them, okay? And as she finished peeing, the mom looked at us and said, "This is on you for not having bathrooms." like we built the fucking building, you know?
And then you did what any responsible person would do. You shot that kid 7 times in the back.
No, what I did was shot them, paralyzed them for life, and then, you know, then they're fucking them around with bags. And
now she really can't control when she pees.
Yeah. It's nobody's problem then. It's society's issue then, right? Anyway. I don't often talk about my time at GameStop in Texas, because in some ways it was actually worse than the like 5 years I spent working in our region.
Did you have a manager?
Did
you have a manager that had to go to softball games all the time?
No, but he was the manager that didn't know much about video games, but it was, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like, I don't really know about video games, but I have a lot of opinions about how you're doing your job by telling people these games that we want to get fucking sales on suck. Yeah. I don't want to go down the whole GameStop rabbit hole here, but.
Well, I mean, because, Matt, that's when you and I were still sharing that house out past Notre Dame. When I went down to be the assistant manager, and James came in as the manager, regardless of what he ended up becoming, because, again, I didn't interact with him after I left there. But when he came in, he had been a 20-year manager at McDonald's. He knew nothing about video games, and when given the opportunity to create some of his own marketing, decided to front and center in the middle of our store the Ratatouille game. I just want to be very clear about.
But I mean, he comes from a restaurant background, Hunter. That immediately translates.
Well, at least you get he was made manager of the store over me, which I found very interesting.
You're talking about a company that all of us sort of like. Secretly hope just to get destroyed, right? But at the same time we're all like, man, I wish it could be the way it was.
No.
Like, we always thought it could be.
Oh yeah.
I have
like
no
playing PSP games behind the counter when nobody's looking, shit like that. You know?
No, and not letting Burke get the only copy of Puzzle Quest.
Have you guys talked about Burke on this podcast?
Oh yeah.
Oh god. So the legend's already been built.
I mean, we've done like we've done like 4 episodes on GameStop already, and apparently GameStop knows about it, apparently, because they told me that they're watching me. They're listening to me, which I don't know what means. But
well, I know what it means. It means you're fucked. The corporation's got you locked down, Shannon. They know what's going on.
Shannon and I were both fired. And Shannon, if I remember correctly, you and I both signed, we talked about this, signed the same thing that said that we would never be allowed to work at any Barnes & Noble company again. Yeah. What really are they going to do?
Yeah, I've already.
You're not going to be able to sell Nooks in the open ever again, anywhere.
Are they gonna,
no
are they
Nooks
gonna
for you. No commissions.
Are you going to try to shut my podcast down? Like, good fucking luck.
Blacklisting you from Barnes and fucking Noble.
They actually did. They did blacklist me from trading stuff in for a while. I went in to trade some stuff it was when Elder Scrolls Online came out. And I went to go trade stuff in, and they were like, you can't. I'm like, why? And like, I don't know, there's just a note on here that says you're not allowed to trade stuff. And I thought, that's fucked up. Now they're so they're so desperate that they welcome me back with open arms. In fact, they actually call me at my store occasionally to ask advice, which is great.
Yeah.
I don't know that they did that to me, but I do know for a fact that it was like within the week that happened, I went back into the Cape store and I forget who was working. Matt, you might have been there. Well, I don't know, you wouldn't have been there at that time, but you may have gone with me. I can't remember. Lee, somebody was in there, and I had them call down to the Sykeson store and cancel every single pre-order that I had.
I actually think I remember
because I had like 10 things pre-ordered. A lot of it at the time, of course, was just us trying to bump up numbers.
Right. Yeah.
But it was stuff I was planning on getting, you know, if I could afford to get it all. And then they made sure that I could not. So I had it all transferred to Cape and then just moved it around up there.
And Tanner and Cody, I'm sorry. We've totally turned this into GameStop story time, but
I worked at Best Buy. I got enough stories to go around. You're fine.
Oh my god, probably more so, right?
I have Walmart, Family Dollar, and DG.
Mother of fuck! Oh my god! Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. We're in the fucking minor leagues compared to that shit, dude.
I don't know. GameStop was a special
kind of
bullshit.
This is how I know you haven't met Tanner, because he's got like an eye patch and he's like scarred and.
Yeah, dude. Like he's like.
Walmart took his fucking pinky toe.
He's the guy that the dad and the kid and the road meet, like on the fucking way to wherever they're going. He's like, Yeah, we'll share a meal with you, even though we don't trust you. Like, yeah, I get it.
Do you ever watch the Black Friday episodes of South Park?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, the manager.
I'll be security guard.
Actually, Matt, if you look in the Discord, this is an actual picture of Tanner just from recently.
Yeah. Good.
He's actually Texcom from Raising Arizona.
Right. Now, is that a fucking Swisher Sweet blunt, or is that tobacco? Like, what's going on there? But yeah, I understand.
The correct answer to your question is yes.
Yes. Look, let me tell you something right now, man. I would not give up my years working at GameStop for anything in this world, because let me tell you, every time I've ever had a job where all the fucking idiots that work there never work customer service, I've had an edge. They'll come up with a problem that'll be like, what do we do with this, this, and that? I'm like, dude, you obviously never worked retail during Christmas time. Let me tell you how we deal with this. We ignore everything they're fucking saying.
I got myself fired from GameStop because every rule they gave me, I rebelled against. They told me I had to wear a certain kind of pants, so I wore jeans. They told me I had to tuck my shirt in, so I never did. I openly mocked them in the store. Yeah, I never, but I was so good at what I did, they couldn't fire me until they did. And then they showed me.
If this ever comes out, if this ever comes down to a court case, I'm fucked. But let me just tell you this. I fucking played every single card I could play to get as many things for free from that company that I could possibly get.
Matt, do you
during that stress, let's just say I came out ahead.
were you working in the Cape store still the day that Guitar Hero 2 came out?
Yes.
I don't remember. Okay, I thought so. So it was me, you, Lee, and Corey. And the day before, they had told us, hey, on this day, you can wear your like Guitar Hero stuff instead of your normal stuff. So I had that shirt from Hot Topic right down the way.
By the way, and not to hijack your story, but I also worked at Hot Topic during this time.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I worked at both places. And customers were like, you work at two places in the mall? I was like,
You are the raddest dude alive.
And then there was a time, get this. And Hunter, I'm not trying, like, I'm going to let you get right back into it, but I worked at, this is so fucked up though, isn't it? Like, I worked at Hot Topic part-time, GameStop part-time, and when GameStop bought EB, I worked some of my GameStop days at EB. So at one point in time, I want to challenge anybody to see if this ever happened before. At the fucking mall, I worked three places in a single day one time.
You had the trifecta going on.
Yeah.
So, but the Guitar Hero 2 release, they're like, yeah, wear your Guitar Hero stuff and you don't have to wear, like, you know, the normal stuff. So I had this shirt from Hot Topic. It was just the logo, just a gray shirt with the Guitar Hero 2 logo. I wear it that day with jeans and some, like, Converse, some Chuck Taylors. Now, here's the distinction. They never said that you could wear other stuff, like you could wear jeans. It was still supposed to be khakis and everything else, like the normal stuff.
Right.
But you could just wear the t-shirts. And I came in not thinking anything of it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to wear khakis with this t-shirt. You know? And Corey just about lost his motherfucking mind.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, he was
always I came in and he looks at me. He's like, did you bring other stuff to wear? And I was like, no, like, where? I'm not wearing a backpack. Like, where do you think I have this stuff? Like, no, I'm not carrying anything. No one didn't bring anything else in.
Like, the fucking khakis have the buttons down the side, like the old school fucking basketball pants where you just fucking whap! Yeah, I got them. What'd you get? Yeah.
I'm like, no, man. They said we could wear, you know, it was like casual. He's like, no, you can wear the merchandise. Like, what are we going to do, man? And I'm like, I'm going to go to work, Corey. I'm going to clock in and I'm going to do my job and nobody's going to say anything. Well, if we get like a secret shopper or something. And I was like, Corey, if we get a secret shopper, I'll handle it, all right? And I just
look, I'm not extracting brain tumors from fucking cancer patients, okay? I'm going to sell video games. Goddamn.
I distinctly remember in that moment telling him I'll handle it and thinking, how am I going to handle it? But he bought it. He was just like, all right, man, whatever. You know, if something happens, it's on you. Naturally, nothing happened, and I never let him know that I had no plan other than if a secret shopper was like, yeah, you're not supposed to be wearing jeans. I would just be like, who the fuck is this?
No one ever said anything about that when I worked there. Like, no one ever complained about my dress code. No one ever told. Like, I just got away with it.
Listen, I love Corey. I really do. I still see, and Matt, I'll tell you this off the air in a little bit. I still see Corey on a regular basis, and I'll explain why later. But
that's weird.
Yeah, well, it'll make sense. Corey is, he is Schrodinger's manager because he simultaneously is terrified that you're going to do something to get him in trouble, and at the same time,
he's committing various infractions. Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, you don't tell me. Various infractions. Like, hey, man, if I don't make you come in until like 2 o'clock, you're supposed to be here at 1. If I don't make you come in until like 2 o'clock, you think I can leave at 2? I was like, dude, you're supposed to be there till 5. How's that a deal?
The district manager is coming today. Yeah. It'll be all right. Don't worry about it. I got a volleyball.
Oh, dude. And when they would show up, they'd be like, where's Corey? I'm like, he's at his house. Like, he's supposed to be here. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, what do you want me to do?
Shannon, I am reasonably sure, because I don't know if I was on much of the GameStop shows. Did I tell the story about Doug and our regional manager coming in
yes.
the middle of the
week? Well, no, you've, did? Okay. No, you've told me that story, but I don't think you've all ever right. told it on the air. By the way,
I'm going to recap this quickly. Go ahead.
Before you do that, speaking of Corey, I like Corey. He's a fine, upstanding young man. When I got hired at GameStop, I started at EB. I trained there for a week under Charlene and Pat and those
oh,
guys.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, okay.
And so originally, I don't know if I ever told you this, Matt. Originally, I was supposed to – they told me they were opening like a new store. And that's
I remember what, that. Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, that's why I got hired. It turns out they actually fired Burke, and I didn't know. And they're like, yeah, you're getting Burke's job.
We all knew he was getting fucking fired.
So
what didn't he get fired because he sold an M-rated game to a kid?
It was Gears of War.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was the first Gears of War.
Yeah.
The same game that I owned his entire clan at online to the point that they were all fucking crying and wouldn't play with us ever again.
So the first week I trained over there, I went over to GameStop like a week later. I'm fresh and green like Kermit. I go over there the second day. Corey's like, so you think you got everything under control? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm getting the hang of it. He goes like, okay, because I got to head out. I got a softball game I got to go to. You good running the store? And I'm like, well, this is my second week here, so sure, let's do it.
Clearly, you know all there is to know.
And then like,
time's up. Let's do it, Leroy.
And then like 2 weeks later, I was at home. It was my weekend off, and I got a phone call. It was Carrie, and she said, "So you probably heard we had to let Corey go." I'm like, "No, this is the first I've heard that."
So you probably heard that we immediately and without warning fired Corey.
So you got everything under control, right? No, I really don't. Oh,
all right, good deal. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. That place was funny, dude. Carrie, I remember that one. That was the one that came in at the end, right? The manager.
Yes.
Hunter remembers a guy named Jason Sparks, which I hope if somehow anybody, I don't know how wide the net is you cast here, and I'm sorry, Tanner and Cody, if I'm like overriding what they normally do talking on here, but
no, we usually every week to week we usually talk about our time at GameStop.
Okay, yes. Well, let me tell you this right now. I hope they're listening to this because whenever Jason Sparks, that little, if I ever see that guy again, let me tell you this right now. Now I'm not trying. Actually, Shannon, we were talking before the show, like how we've been, you know, trying to work out, keep our bodies lean, keep it going.
We got to date porn stars.
I am probably, since the time I worked at GameStop, I probably gained, I don't know, somewhere between the 60 to 70 pound of muscle mark. And James, or Jason probably is out there in his mind's eye, if he even thinks about me ever, he probably thinks that I'm still the 120 pound little kid behind the GameStop counter. If I ever see Jason again, you have my guarantee. Anybody listening right now, and I hope Jason somehow fucking hears about this. If I ever see his face again in public, I am going to make sure not only two things. One of two things is that he's in front of a fucking one of those giant glass windows you see in the movies, you know, so that when I fucking uppercut his jaw, he goes flying through that glass window.
Oh, see,
you guys so are like seeing the pain
out into the fucking sidewalk. And by the way, just when you think the fight's over, like you uppercut somebody through a glass window, they think, okay, fight's over. Jesus, you know, that guy kicked his ass. I'm going to go out on the street. I'm going to drag him down the fucking street and continue beating the shit out of him. Because he said to me one time that the reason why they hired Mike Burke instead of me to be the assistant manager at GameStop, which, wow, what a prestigious position. He told me it was because Burke just has more enthusiasm than you.
Oh, boy.
He was very enthusiastic.
I don't think anything broke me more than that.
So
I mean, you could ask Hunter. That's when I quit. I told Corey, I was like, I'm quitting. Yeah.
Hold on, I can.
He's like, where are you going? I was like, I don't even fucking know, but I don't care.
I can top you. Yeah. I can top you on this one, and then Hunter, I swear to God, I'm gonna go to your story right after this. But you mentioned that.
That's okay.
I have to mention this. So, I got my job at GameStop right after my mother passed away, and unfortunately, she never got to see that because I always wanted to work there, and she knew that, so that she would have been excited about it.
And I tried to hire you. I tried to convince Corey to hire you multiple occasions, by the way, before that.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Because you applied for seasonal help many times.
Yeah, and I didn't get the job, actually.
And he kept hiring, and Hunter will, I'm sorry, but Hunter will vouch for this. He kept hiring this dumb shit from Target. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to call the guy.
Is it the dude and his mom?
You know who his name is. Yeah, that.
I don't remember his name. I'm trying to remember the.
I don't remember the kid's name, but I remember the mom's name. Or not, maybe I don't.
Because it was the story of the, I was over here, and he was over here, and it was weird.
That's a whole other thing. But I kept telling Corey, I was like, why the fuck don't you just get Shannon in here so he can fucking be an actual employee instead of all these other.
Yeah, no,
We did fight for you, by the way.
I didn't get the job until after Mom passed away because I sent Lindsay in to pick up a game. It was like the day of her funeral. I sent Lindsay in to pick up a game for me because I wanted to get cheered up. And they mentioned it to her that, like, if Shannon's interested in a job, you know, let them know. So I got the job there, worked there for 7 years or so, got fired, as everyone knows, and my dad passed away not too long after that. So I'm in GameStop one day, and the district manager that fired me just happens to be in there, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't want to see this person. So I'm trying to hide from them. I don't even remember her name at this point, which is good, because I'd probably spit in her face. She comes over to me, this is like a year after she fired me, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and she comes over to talk to me and tells me how sorry she is that my dad had passed away because she had heard. And the rage I felt in my torso at that point of this fucking person that fired me over a private post that I put on my Facebook is now telling me how bad she feels about me. And I just said thanks and I walked out. And that was for my mother. That was for my mother. I was being kind. Hunter, tell us your story. Yeah.
And so, wait, 1 second. But so about that. So about your Facebook post. You know what's fucked up? I teach this in my classes. You actually could have gotten out of that because there's precedent for that. There was you can look this up. There was a teacher in Brooklyn, and Rockaway Beach is by Brooklyn, right? I don't know my New York geography that well. New York
City, I think so.
It's around the vicinity, right?
Cody, can you verify that?
Sure,
I'm
Cody,
on it.
Tanner, we got get in here. We got so this kid drowned from this elementary school, drowned at Rockaway Beach, like died, and so this teacher went on Facebook afterwards and posted this post about how, like, she's going to take her entire class on a field trip to Rockaway Beach because they're the demon's spawn. And so she posted this post about how, like, she just wishes she could take her class to Rockaway Beach so someone would die. And the school gets wind of this. And they're like, yeah, you're fired, right?
Okay.
Well, this lady lawyers up. And come to find out, if you have a private friend network, which Facebook allows you to have, and you post something, it is not technically public because of the privacy settings. So, it was not a private post. Or it wasn't a public post, I mean, it was private. So, the court ruled that even though it was grotesque, stupid, dumb, label it what you want to, she still had the right to post it and could not be fired as a result. So they had to reinstate her at this school. I'm sure all the parents were clamoring to have their students go to her class, but the point being is there is precedent where you should not have gotten fired for a Facebook post.
I think I should go back now and just be like, hey, I want my job back.
Fuck
with
yeah.
Receipts.
Dude, how hilarious would that fucking be? I want my job back right now in 2020.
But literally, give it back. Literally everybody that I worked with has either quit or been fired at this point. I don't think there's any. Yeah. James was the last one. He was the last one that I knew that still worked at the store, and he's gone now. So
is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there's nobody left at those fucking places.
James finally, from what I understand, James finally had enough and started rebelling against the company too, and they let him go. So
yeah, of course.
Took a while. It took a while longer than everybody else. But anyway, Hunter.
Sorry, Hunter.
Man, no, because you're gonna have to help me. You're gonna have to help me a little bit with this. so we're talking about Doug.
Oh yeah. Oh man. So I got a follow up story, by the way. I hate to be. Is this what a Friday is? Like, you just tell stories? Is that what this is?
It, man.
Pretty much.
All right. Show. Well, although I got a follow up story about Doug. I have a feeling that this is going to be a big thing.
I do want to apologize to Tanner and Cody, because this has turned into a very GameStop centric episode.
Dude,
I'm just playing NBA Street. It's fine.
Got it from GameStop, $34.99.
Target, $20.
GameStop will give you 5 cents for it.
I was at the time that this happened. I was third key in the store, which, as we've kind of made note, is want to happen in this case. Came to me about, I don't know, 3 days into my employment there as a seasonal hire, third down the line with a key. And so, on a random Wednesday night in the middle of the summer, I am left as manager with, it's just me and a part-time guy. I guess we were all part-time, but whatever. You know, whatever they call them, game advisors or whatever, named Doug. And Doug is a special sort of person. Doug is one of those guys who does not care about anything or anyone around him. I'm pretty sure on his way out of the womb, he just will, like, flip double birds to the doctors and just took off.
He was so surly.
Yes, he was a surly gentleman, and so it's me and Doug on a random Wednesday night in the mall. We're in the mall store, and it's dead as a doornail. This is like Wednesday in June. It's a million degrees outside. Nobody's at the mall, much less looking for video games. And about 7 o'clock rolls around, and this guy comes in, and he's, you know, shirt and tie, very serious, got a clipboard, got all of his stuff, and introduces himself to me. And to this day, I do not remember the guy's name. I think it was Matt something.
Fuck that guy's name, for the record.
And he explains to me that he is our regional manager. So our district manager, who we see at least once a month, in the 3.5 years that I worked at GameStop, I see our regional manager one time, and it's this time. And he's looking for Corey, who, as we've established at this point, is not there. Of course he's not. Corey has left me to die on the vine.
And you know he knew the guy was coming.
Yes,
you know he knew it. You know he knew it was possible.
Like, in that moment, like a full-on That's So Raven flashback, I go back and remember that Corey was like, yeah, I can't work that night, man. I got a softball game or something. Do you mind covering? Yeah, I can do that. I need the money, whatever. So this guy starts, he goes, okay, well, no big deal. I'll start checking the marketing and making sure everything's good. Do you have, and he asked me like for 3 or 4 things, and I'm going, yeah, they're in the back, man. And I'm sweating. I'm Key and Peele full on, just dripping at this point. So the guy goes to the back, and I look at Doug, and I'm like, I don't have any of this stuff. I have no idea what this guy is talking about. I don't know what he wants. I didn't know he was coming. And Doug's like, dude, don't sweat it. Who cares? And I'm like, I'm quite literally sweating it right now, Doug. I'm pretty sure that we're both gonna get fired. So this regional manager goes around, looks around the store, checks the marketing, blah, blah, blah. Doug is just, I don't know. Doug went to the bathroom for a little while, I think.
Right.
Jesus.
That sounds, yeah.
And
you have no idea.
He comes over to me, and he goes, okay, let me just go over a couple things with you. I'm like, yeah, sure. So he's talking about the marketing, mentioning, you know, it looks pretty good, and there's a couple things that need to be moved. You guys should be able to get that done tonight. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I'll make a note of that, you know, silently cursing Corey's name. And then Doug comes back, and the
may your children be born with 1,000 curses, Corey, you fuck! Every night, right?
This guy's looking around the store, and Doug comes back, and we're back to standing behind the counter, just like we were when he came in. There's not a customer in sight in the store, much less in the mall. And the guy goes, so what are you guys doing to draw customers in? And I'm just like, what? And I'm thinking it, but Doug says it. He goes, what do you mean, man? And I look at Doug like, well, this is the day. This is when I die of embarrassment, like, on the spot. And he goes, well, I mean, you know, it looks like it's pretty dead in here. What are you guys doing to draw customers in? And Doug, and this is why I swear to you I'm not making this up. Doug, in this exact tone, says this. What do you want us to do, man? I mean, you know, I don't exactly get paid enough here to draw customers in. Like, I'm just here to ring them up and help them when they come in. We don't have a sandwich board in the back. You want me to go make one and put it on and write, like, games for sale here and go stand in the middle of the mall aisle and draw people in?
God.
And I am reasonably certain I felt myself leave my body temporarily to witness
this. But at the same time, eternally grateful for motherfuckers like Doug.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Because knowing that people like Doug exist is what gives me fucking hope to continue. Like, it's just,
The guy stops and goes, he kind of stops him and he goes, well, no, I'm not expecting that. And Doug's like, well, he follows up. He goes back in on the assault. Well, what do you expect? And he goes, dude, I don't get paid enough here to even think about doing stuff like that. He's now reiterated that he's not getting paid enough twice. He goes, I don't get paid enough to do stuff like that. And at the time, there was a Mexican restaurant in the mall, not the one that's in the front now, but it was down the hallway.
It's the one I used to go take shots at during work.
Yes. He points in its, like, general direction, and he goes, I could go down to the Mexican restaurant right now, quit this place, and make the same amount of money washing dishes down there all day long. Like, what do you want me to do? Is that what you want me to do? And the regional manager just goes, well, no, of course not. You know, we definitely need to drum up some business. And Doug goes, yeah, we as in you guys, not us. That's not what we get paid to do.
And the guy
considers this for a minute and then kind of goes back to the back. I'll be back. You know, he goes back to the back. He gets his stuff and he comes back and he goes, okay, I left a note for Corey. I'll catch up with him soon. It was nice meeting you guys. And he takes off.
Yeah.
That was how Doug handled the entire thing.
Hey,
Doug is everything we all hope we could fucking be.
Hey, Lindsay's here. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, what's up?
Why am I screaming? No, that's Matt screaming.
Yeah, no. Like Cody's playing PlayStation. Matt's screaming about GameStop. It's a good time.
I'm not going to tell this story, but I will also briefly mention that one time Doug asked me to give him a ride home, and so I was like, yeah, no big deal, dude. So when we get off work, I drove him over to – he lives near Arena Park in Cape, like kind of back behind what's the building? What's the freaking building?
I know the
AC Bros Arena building.
AC Bros Arena building.
Yeah, he lives back behind there, like a couple, or he lived at the time.
I know exactly where he lives in that little bitty fucking house. Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. And he's like, dude, you got to come in for a minute. I'm like, all right, cool. And you've never seen an arsenal like this man owned. And I was like,
okay,
that's why you're so confident.
You just stole my story. Because we both experienced, I never knew this about you and I. We both experienced the same fucking weird scenario. We go to fucking Doug's house to drop him off. He introduces us to his fucking 50 cal sniper rifle and shit.
He
he's got
you
locked
into the
in a
bunker.
Fucking safe. This house is the size of a fucking park restroom area.
It really
and
is.
He took me. It's seriously, I swear to God, it is. He takes me into his bedroom where he has this fucking 6 foot. What would you say? 6 foot tall locker.
Oh yeah, it was insane, man.
It was insane. He opens it up. He's like, "Here's a 50 cal. This is illegal." He's like, "This is 50 cal sniper rifle here. This is a fucking, you know."
And I promise you and I reacted the exact same.
Yeah,
you and
like,
I reacted the exact same way to
he's
all
like,
this. We both win.
And he kept leaning in. He kept leaning in. Shannon, you're like this. He kept leaning in. He kept going, "That's not street legal."
Just for the record, I never had any communication with Doug outside of the store.
You did.
No.
You did.
No.
You were there.
He asked me once or twice to like get a drink with him, which I don't drink, so I told him no.
Yeah.
But my favorite part about Doug was anytime anyone like Corey, district manager, whatever, would come in and criticize anything about us getting numbers or something like that or bringing people in, he wouldn't say anything to them. I don't know why. But the moment they walked out the door, like clockwork, he would turn to me and go, "You fucking see what I'm saying? Fucking see what I'm saying? It's fucking bullshit."
Oh yeah.
I later
you know what he ended up doing after he left GameStop, because I don't know when or how he left. If he let go or whatever.
I mean,
you know where he went?
Well, you would assume
we all probably agree that he shot at somebody.
Yeah, so you would assume school like, shooter, but
I don't know if he killed anybody, shot at somebody.
I know
here's
for a
what
fact
I can confirm.
He
go ahead.
He mows grass.
There you go. I was gonna say when I was at the radio station, I think it was when I was in the newsroom, like when I first started. I went to Burger King one day to get lunch. I'm pretty sure it would have had to have been because it would have been early in the day. And I'm coming back. I get out of line and I go and park, and I'm just gonna eat in my car because I don't want to go back to that building any sooner than I have to. Cody knows. And there it is. And as I'm sitting there, I'm watching these guys mow the grass, and I realize that's Doug. That's absolutely Doug. And I guess he just did the same thing because after a minute, he drives the mower over beside my car. And it's like, "Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, Doug, what's up, buddy?" And he's like, "Dude, I got out of that place. I finally got out of there." I'm like, "Cool, man."
He seems so much
happier,
though.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude. And I feel responsible. I feel a level of responsibility because I know Doug through several avenues. We won't go into the meat of that right now because I know Quinn, the guy that used to work there, that knew Doug, and this whole chain of like knowing Doug, right? But I will say this, that I respect the fuck out of Doug because this is the same guy that once told me, he told me this, and tell me what you guys think about this. We live in Cape Girardeau County, unfortunately, most of us.
Not Tanner. Not right?
Speak for yourself.
Not, yeah.
Not Tanner. Yeah, Tanner.
By oh, shit.
Way,
actually, you know what?
Actually, it's only you and Shannon.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think it's just me and you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We're all fucked. Yeah, yeah. Perry County, right, Hunter? Great job you guys are doing up there. How's school going? Anyway.
How would he know?
Let me just put it this way. Doug once told me this, and I think we could all live by this. If we just all get together and just listen to the words of Doug. Circa 2007, would you say, Hunter? Like, was that about the time?
It would have had to been earlier than that, because that's when I was in Sykeston. So, 05, 06?
Now, I know he worked there when we lived together, because he came over to our apartment one time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he looked at me one day, and he said these words, and everybody just take fucking heed, because you'll feel so much better about yourself. Doug was uplifting, really. He said, he looked at me, and he goes, dude, if I made $20,000 a year in this town, Cape Girardeau, he's like, I would be balling. That's what he said. I was like, yeah, I guess, Doug. He goes, dude, if I made, listen to me when I say this, $20,000 a year, I would be balling, he said. And I looked at Doug, and I thought to myself, at first I was like, you're crazy. And I thought to myself, I was like, given the way he lives, which is a simple but apparently satisfying life, yeah, I could see that.
Well,
so
when you're Doug, life's just rich in general.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was just like, man, this is a great, that was really philosophical the way he said that.
I think
that
just comes
too.
With the name Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's just Doug, it's just your guy, right? Like, hey, let's go talk to Doug. See what he thinks.
Well,
right?
No, none of us ever said that. Just for the record. And right. And that's I think that actually is gonna do it. Mostly because Lindsay just delivered my food, so I'm gonna go eat before it gets cold. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And we actually made it an hour. I assumed we would hit about the 32-minute mark, and then it would just be Matt and Hunter. But
what the fuck?
Oh, honey, you hit 32 minutes before that happened?
I gotta say, I'm so glad you guys invited me so courteously to your podcast to treat me like fucking royalty.
Hey, you got more screen time in this episode than I think a lot of people have in the entire run of the show. Ethan's been clamoring to get on.
I appreciate everything
here.
You guys do. Well, love everything you guys do. Even the people we didn't hear from as much, I love everything you guys do. I think you guys are doing a great thing here. It's way better than a podcast just about Destiny. Everything is great.
I think so. Here's what I want to do. I want to invite Matt back on in the near future, and I want to do an episode with me and him and Hunter and maybe Jesse, and if we can get like Kevin Schenkelberg on, and we'll just, because we've never had Hunter or Matt on to talk about GameStop, we could just devote an entire episode to GameStop stories.
Yeah,
I don't think you fully understand what you're asking for.
I think I do, Letty.
I've heard the trilogy of episodes. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah. Look, I mean, like, you do understand my history with that company, correct?
Matt, I'm gonna go out on a limit and say none of us have a good history with that company, so don't worry about it. It ain't gonna be a pleasant show. GameStop's not gonna hear it and then send us all thank you notes. Trust me. If you know, my goal is to get shut down. We'll see what we can make that happen. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Monday. They're going to do Nerd Up and talk about the Nintendo shit, which is a bunch of bullshit, by the way.
Well, wait. Are they? Oh, yep. We did do.
I want to believe. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We did an early one. So we'll see you guys on Monday. Go back and listen to all the episodes, of course. My pizza's getting cold, so we're going to rail out of here. I want to thank Cody and Tanner for listening in tonight.
Yeah, it was fun.
I want to thank Matt for being on the show. You definitely
thank you
brought the energy that none of us ever have. I don't know how you do it. Maybe I should start drinking vodka instead of doing.
I don't get out
we
much.
We tried that. That's not
vodka.
Shannon, that's not the answer. We tried that with you.
Look, well, I'll email you a fucking graph that is sort of the XY will be explained later. I mean, a graph's coming.
Anything to get off this heroin, I swear. All right, that's gonna be it for us. We'll see you guys next week. You take it easy, Hunter. Take us out.
Red ships of Spain later.